A British reporter who was kidnapped in Gaza nearly 3 months ago appeared in a video today that was posted on an Islamist website. In it, he denounces Israel and criticizes British and U.S. Mideast policy. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
BBC Gaza correspondent Alan Johnston was kidnapped on March 12th, and this video is the first sign in nearly 3 months that he might still be alive. There was no evidence of when the tape was made, but at the time it was recorded, Johnston looked fit and calm and said he was being treated well. He then denounced Israel, described the plight of the Palestinian people, and criticized British and US policy in the Mideast, especially in Iraq.
The situation in Iraq is even worse. We see every day maybe 100 or more Iraqis being killed in the violence there, which followed the failed invasion of Iraq by America and Britain.
The video ended suddenly, cutting away to an unidentified voice in Arabic demanding freedom for Islamic prisoners, including a radical cleric with ties to Al-Qaeda who's imprisoned in Britain. Britain's finance minister, Gordon Brown, who's due to take over as prime minister from Tony Blair at the end of June, said the British government is working hard to free Johnston.
We are doing everything in our power to secure his release, and I call on those people that are holding Mr. Johnston to release him as a matter of urgency. They are not serving their cause by detaining him in this unfair and unjust way.
That line was supported by numerous Palestinian officials who've described the kidnappers as no more than thugs and gangsters. Mustafa Barghouti is the Palestinian Information Minister.
We're happy to see that Alan Johnston is in good health, but we demand that he should be released immediately and unconditionally. And the best thing that those who have kidnapped him could do to the Palestinian people is to release him immediately.
A statement issued by Johnston's family said they were very pleased to see Alan and to hear him say he was not being mistreated. Though the statement went on, it is clearly distressing for us to see him in these circumstances. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.